For most kids in North Texas, today's the last day of school. This day has special meaning for the places that KERA's education team has explored over the last month in the series The Race to Save Failing Schools. The law says if a school gets the state's lowest rating for five straight years, it can be shut down or the district can be taken over. Reporters Stella Chavez and Bill Zeebel have visited schools struggling to turn around, one that already has and another that's closing down. For this week's Friday Conversation, they're here to talk about the lessons they've learned. Bill, Stella, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
It's good to be here, Rick.
Happy to be here.
Poverty is the one thing that links all these schools. Bill, you visited two campuses where 9 of every 10 kids qualify as economically disadvantaged. What does that mean for test scores and grades?
It takes a real toll. I was in West Dallas, went to Edison Middle Learning Center, and it's going to close. Mm-hmm. Pinkston is down the street, basically, and it's an improved high school, which had struggled. What poverty means, it takes a toll on the families because, for example, summer education programs, sports programs, music lessons where you have to pay for these things. Families just can't afford to pay for these. I talked to Edison social studies teacher Miosha Fuller, who says for her kids, it's like they're coming from a battle zone.
You know, I had a parent yesterday was saying he worked from 7 o'clock in the morning to 10 at night. Those are the type of parents we have. And so when the kids leave school at 6 o'clock, 6:30, then they're going home to no one.
Fuller, this teacher, has chosen to work in a tough environment because she identifies with these kids because she says she grew up in a low-income East Texas family.
I was once one of these kids where my home life wasn't safe. I felt that I couldn't talk to anyone. No one knew what I was going through. And for me growing up, school was my safety net. That was my way of getting out of the hood.
Powerful stuff. Stella, you looked at schools in Fort Worth and Arlington that struggle in part because of what's known as a high mobility rate. How does that play out?
Mobility rate is the number of students who go in and out of school in 1 year. So, for example, statewide, the mobility rate is about 16%. And at one of the schools I looked at, John T. White Elementary, it was actually around 40%. It makes it really hard for kids to learn, retain information, and it's also a big problem for teachers.
So why are these rates so high?
Part of it is economic. So families are looking for an affordable place to live. They may be on a limited budget. It may be that a parent finds a different job and has to move the family. One thing schools are trying to do, at least at the schools that I visited, they're actually going directly to apartment complex managers, and they're asking them if they can postpone leasing deals until the summer. And this way, families won't be tempted to move in the middle of the school year.
So these schools on the edge, the test scores are just starting to come in for this year so far. What are we seeing?
Actually, we're seeing better results. At Edison, there's significant improvement in the test scores. And at Pinkston, they'd already seen improvement. Here's a school that had not been meeting state standards for years that 3 and 4 years ago started reversing that trend.
Stella, the numbers were pretty dramatic in the Fort Worth Leadership Academy.
Yeah, at least the initial results from the fifth grade STAR tests in reading and math, the leadership academies are seeing like a 30-point jump in passing rates, and that's pretty huge.
But there are some trouble spots.
When you break down those numbers and you look at how different groups of students did, you find that some groups didn't do as well. So, for example, passing rates dropped for English language learners.
I want to ask you each a final question. Bill, who's the one person from the series that's going to stick with you?
Yeah, eighth grader Alexis Razzo in Edison. Her mom and dad separated. She's devoted to her dad, but still sometimes blames him for her feeling bad in school because the parents divorced. And she keeps going to school, and she's especially into the music program because she gets to express herself and feel free and less pressured by schoolwork.
Stella?
I'd have to say Marjorie Garay. She's a third and fourth grade teacher at Mitchell Boulevard Elementary in Fort Worth. And this is her second year at the school. And she just seemed to know everybody in the school. Whenever I was looking for someone to interview, she knew exactly who to point me to. It's not just that she knows people, but she actually has developed a lot of good relationships with families. And I think that's important to point out, because when you develop those strong relationships with families, I think ultimately that's one of the keys to helping turn a school around.
Stella Chavez and Bill Zeeble, thanks for your work on this series, and thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for talking to us, Rick.
Good talking to you.